2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Oh, hey there, everybody. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Carol Baskins, new owner of a large animal ranch, formerly owned by Joe Exotic, also joining the program. Psych. But she does it in a weird way. Listen, I don't know if it's because we've had a lack of things to talk about when it comes to sports. But Scott and I jam way too much about Joe Exotic and
well, it's such a train wreck. It's just it is the world's greatest train wreck ever.
My goodness.
And I was commenting, I said, he's kind of a creepy dude, but she just feels more creepy.
She wins the creepy contest among a bunch of creeps.
Yeah.
So there you go. And that says something. It means your creep level is pretty high. So don't mess
with
it.
Not an easy thing
basketball.
To do either.
No.
That creep level up there.
Scott Mitchell, I wanted to ask you about this because they're a meaningless list, but that of course is very meaningful to us on the show. As we talk about sports, CBS has released a list of top 100 players in the NFL. All right. And I look at this and I went, okay, let's have a look here. So let's go through and we'll start at number one. And it's not really one of those things. I don't think it's really a debate necessarily. But Patrick Mahomes is number one. They got it right. Let's just go through the top 10 here and talk about what makes up a list like this. So number one, Patrick Mahomes. Now, I'm going to go back down to 10, okay? So then we're going to count down through this. And by the way, just honorable mention, at number 11 was Drew Brees. So Drew Brees is 11. Okay, so we'll go there. Now, let's go to number 10. Number 10 on the list. Knowing full well that do you disagree, Scott, that Patrick Mahomes is number one player in the NFL right now?
Yes, absolutely.
You agree? Okay.
Yeah.
Number 10 on the list of best players in the top 100 in the NFL, according to CBS Sports, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
How is that? Why?
He has
established himself as an amazing quarterback.
I think Drew Brees is better.
Oh, now that's interesting because they are right next to each other, 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is Drew Brees much better? Because his numbers are better?
I mean, it's clearly that Aaron Rodgers has more left in the tank than Drew Brees, but I just think Drew Brees has had a better career as a better player.
This is a guy who's going to be there longer, so we'll put him higher up on the list.
I don't like the Aaron Rodgers vibe. It's a bad vibe.
He wins on the creep contest? Is that what you're saying?
Right. It's a Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin thing, and Carol Baskin is Aaron Rodgers, so he's 11. And then Joe Exotic.
Brees is 11. He's
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying, in my mind, Aaron Rodgers is Baskin.
Okay.
He's worse. So he's the worst player. Because this is a list of good.
This
right?
is a train wreck right now of things. Okay. So I think the point is well taken. Aaron Rodgers is the Carol Baskin of NFL quarterback.
No one likes him kind of thing.
Is that true, though? Come on. There's no way. All right.
Family doesn't even like
let's
him.
Go, this is terrible. Let's go to number nine.
I strongly disagree with this, by the way. But go ahead.
Number nine, Khalil Mack. You disagree with Khalil Mack?
Yeah, he should be higher.
Okay, I was going to say. Now, where should he be then? Because if we start to look down, well, let's not give away the list yet.
Okay.
So we'll go Khalil Mack, number nine. Chandler Jones, linebacker for the Arizona Cardinals, number eight.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's, look, sack machine. I mean, this is a guy who is, sack machines are going to be on this list. I mean, Khalil Mack's right there. I do think putting him ahead of Khalil Mack is gutsy. Fine. Lamar Jackson's number seven.
Should be higher.
Should be higher. Okay, yeah. I like it. Won the MVP last year. Kind of hard to argue with putting a guy at seven and not in the top five there. Stephon Gilmore, New England Patriots cornerback.
He's the defensive player of the year.
Number six on the list there, defensive player.
Here's the thing about the Patriots defense. It's kind of misleading. They play a lot of cover two as zone, and that's for a cornerback. It's about the easiest kind of defense to play. So you can cover up a guy who's not that great at cornerback if you play that, because he's just sitting in that short, flat zone area all the time. And if he's a guy that can kind of bump a guy off the line of scrimmage and delay his release, great. Other than that, he doesn't have to do a whole lot. And so any cornerback from New England, I question. I just do. And I'm sure, you know, he's a great player and all that stuff, but I don't know. None of these guys have really excited me, quite frankly. I mean, Lamar Jackson excites me. Khalil Mack excites me.
Okay, well, now, hold on. Well, let's get to another skill position then. Number five, Christian McCaffrey, Carolina Panthers running back. One of the most versatile guys out of the backfield we've seen in years. This is a very – he's a very
He wouldn't be in my top ten.
But you
he
love –
be in my top ten best
you
players
love,
in the
– You love your guy Marshall Faulk.
Well, he's no Marshall Faulk.
Why not? This is exactly what he's becoming.
No, he's not. No, don't even go there.
He got 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving in a season, bro.
No.
Why can't I have him? That's the whole point of why he's good.
Hey, you can have him wherever you want him. I'm just telling you where I'd have him. Would not be in my top 10.
You'd have him not in the top 10.
No.
1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving in a season. Like, if you'd have had that guy... If Barry Sanders would have given you not just 1,380 yards on the ground and gave you a little bit more of a threat out of the back, it gave you 1,000 yards through the air? Come on, man. All right, fine. Guess I know your feelings on it.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right.
There's nothing you're going to say that's going to change my mind.
Number four, wide receiver, which I was already like, what? Michael Thomas for the New Orleans Saints.
Unfortunately,
his quarterback is number 11. His quarterback's not even in the top 10.
Well, he should be in the top 10. Look,
he's the Joe Exotic of quarterbacks.
This is accurate as far as yes, he should be
very
in the top
productive. 10.
But here's the thing: a wide receiver has become an extremely important position in the NFL. You look at all of the guys that were drafted this year at wide receiver. It's as value. It's one of the top value. Added positions, period, in the NFL. And that's not necessarily always been the case. So definitely deserving and should be up there.
Okay. Number three, Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks quarterback. And I'll just say right now, everyone's saying that's high. And I even was like, wait a minute, I'm a Russell Wilson guy. I'm a Seahawks guy. But when it comes down to it, though, there are very few guys. He's a top one, two, or three guy in the league where you go, oh, if that guy's in your backfield, he'll just end up winning the game for you. And is that what we're talking about here? The guys who win the most. And he's that guy that is just a winning dude in the locker room, in the huddle. I think being at number three might be exactly where he should be.
Oh,
don't disappoint me. Come
he's
on,
a top 10 guy. I don't know if he's number three.
Number three. Well, when you hear number two. I really do
like – Russell Wilson, though. Okay. I do. I think he's...
Aaron Donald, number two, right under Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
So that's your number two. That's your number two on this list.
Here, you want me to give you my top five?
Let's hear your top five.
Patrick Mahomes, Khalil Mack, Michael Thomas.
So Michael Thomas stays there. Wow.
Lamar Jackson. Mm. So Khalil Mack, Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Michael Thomas, Aaron Donald, and Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
That's my top five.
So Aaron Donald is up there for you. Yeah. So you just have edge rushers and quarterbacks. That's what you got. Oh, one wide receiver.
And a wide receiver.
There you go. Yeah, interesting. All right, we're going to take the break here. I kind of, you know, I like this. I like this kind of stuff because I don't agree with you on all of it. But it's good. These are good discussions to have. I do think that Aaron Rodgers, I kind of love that he's number 10 just so because there were other quarterbacks in front of him. Because I know, like Russell Wilson, I could see going, oh, man, Patrick Mahomes, absolutely. Pat is awesome. I can't see him going, I hate that guy. But Aaron Rodgers, I could see him saying he hates everybody on that list for being in front of him. So, all right, we're going to take the break. We'll come back. Got our two-minute drill next. Wrapping things up next. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.